meditation to set up for an intuitive reading. Sit on a chair with your back straight and your feet on the floor. Close your eyes. And imagine that there's a cord that goes from around your bum down into the earth. And this cord is actually more of a tube, so it really attaches around the hips, almost like a toilet seat. It can be of any material you choose, any material that feels good for you to imagine. And it travels from around your bum down into the earth. Now, once it's in the earth, it goes down, down, down. Deep into the earth until it comes to the core of the earth. And you can imagine that in whatever way works for you. Maybe crystals, maybe it's fire. Maybe it's a beautiful light. And now your grounding cord is going to hook into the center of the earth. Plug into it. So you are directly connected to the center of the earth. And in the center of the earth, energy gets completely transformed. So you can start sending all the energy you no longer need or require down your grounding cord, all the way down into the center of the earth. Feel free to take a few deep breaths to do this. Letting the energy go all the way down. And from there, the center of the earth, this energy gets completely recycled, and there's a very fresh new energy that comes up. And this fresh new energy comes up all the way through the earth, gathering with it the support of the earth, the nourishment of the earth, the love of the earth. And that fresh new energy is going to come up through the earth into your feet, then into your legs, into your pelvic and hips area. Some of it's going to go up, and about 90% of it is going to go down your grounding cord again. So now your lower energy system is directly hooked into the earth. With your grounding cord, letting any excess energy simply go. And receiving fresh energy from the earth. Up your legs. And again down the grounding cord. Now you're going to intend to let that cycle keep going. And you're going to bring your attention now to above your head, where you're going to find a white, clean, pure light. And this clean, pure light is going to come down into your crown chakra, down the back of your head, the back of your neck, your spine, coming down, 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 until it's at the end of your spine. It's going to wrap around the front. So I'm going to pass through the perineum, move up the front, and now it's going to go up in the center of your body. Through the whole torso, through the throat, through the head, and it's going to have a fountain effect, like a whale spout on the top of your head. And that pure white energy is going to come all around you, energizing your field, your energy field. So it's coming from down from the top of your head, down into your back of your head, down into your neck. And as it moves through the spine, it's clearing and energizing each one of your chakras. Removing any stagnation that's there, any stuck energy. And wrapping around the front, doing the same on the front. And this time you're going to imagine that 15% of the stream is going to go into your left hand, and 15% is going to go on the right, in the right hand, through your shoulders, energizing your arms, your hands. And this might be a time to turn your hands upward and imagine that your hands also have little whale spouts of energy coming out of them. And the rest of the energy comes through the head, spouting out the head. So you are now hooked up both to heaven and earth. Your chakras are cleansed, you're grounded. Now we're going to protect or stabilize the field around you. And you're going to do that by imagining four roses, the sizes of human beings, the size of you, standing guard at about an arm's length to the left of you, in front of you, to the right of you, and in back of you. What these roses do is they are your energetic bodyguards. So any energy coming towards your field, your roses stand guard and decide whether that energy can come in or not. As they do so, you might notice that they get a little tired or dusty. If and when that happens, you simply imagine thanking your rose and then tossing it to outside of your energy space, exploding it so that the energy of it returns to neutrality, to the universe, and you put a new rose up. And this is the basic setup for enhancing your intuition. I invite you to practice this a few times until you can intend, very simply, activate intuition mode, and all of this can happen quicker.